Good day, Eastern Sierra, and happy National Sugar Cookie Day. Whether you like yours frosted, sprinkled, or mysteriously vanishing from the break room, we got a sweet lineup for you today. Coming up, we'll take you behind the scenes of this year's July 4th float frenzy in Mammoth, crunch the numbers on Bishop's Mule Day's big comeback, and show you how your support is fueling the future of Sierra forever. Plus, a trail check-in for Mammoth's bike park, and a sun-splashed weather report that'll make you sweat just hearing it. Today's episode is powered by Peak IV, because you deserve to feel as fresh as a mountain stream, even if you feel like a trampled tent after a music festival. Recovery, hydration, and wellness. Check them out in Mammoth or at peakregenmed.com. Don't forget to hit subscribe on our YouTube channel, follow Eastern Sierra Now on all the socials, and keep us in your pocket for all the things local, live, and occasionally a little sarcastic. The Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce has announced the winners of its 2025 4th of July Parade Float Competition, themed Where Creativity Runs Wild, proudly sponsored by Mammoth Holistics. 50 floats join this year's competition, judged on audience reaction, creativity, execution, and how well they stuck to the parade's guidelines in a tight race. Mammoth Mountain Ski Area captured first place with their Run Wild at Wooly's Adventure Summit float. The charming evergreen forest and a cameo from Wooly, the mascot, won over the judges. In a generous twist, they've donated their $500 prize to IMACA, Inyomono Advocates for Community Action. Also making waves were standout floats from Noodley, Disabled Sports Eastern Sierra, Mono Arts Council, Devil's Creek Distillery, Mammoth Landscape, and Destination Real Estate, all showcasing everything from rainbow boba waterfalls to synchronized snowplows and barrel gnome whimsy, whatever that means. A shout out to Grand Marshals Chris Benchetler and Kimmy Fasani, who led the procession. That wraps up a creative and colorful Independence Day celebration in Mammoth, with community spirit front and center, of course. Next up, Bishop Mule Days isn't just back, it's better than expected. The 55th Bishop Mule Days wrapped up this year as a six-day celebration of all things mule, horse, and heritage, causing hotel occupancy to soar in Bishop and surrounding Inyo County. This event, billed as a signature economic booster, brought thrills, tradition, and serious local momentum. The 25 Mule Days fundraising campaign was also hugely successful, raising over $100,000, ensuring Mule Days 2026 will be better than ever. Amanda Tallman, the 2025 Mule Days president, stated, "We're incredibly grateful to the hundreds of volunteers, sponsors, vendors, and fans who bring Mule Days to life every year. How could it not be the greatest mule show on earth?" It's clear that the event hit a high mark, drawing significant crowds, energizing local tourism, and bolstering small businesses across the Eastern Sierra. We can't wait to see what's planned for next year's celebration, and we're sure you can't either. Be sure to stay tuned to ESN to get all the latest Mule Days updates. You feeling run down after a weekend adventure, long work day, or just plain life? It might be time to give your body a little boost. Peak IV right here in the Eastern Sierra is your go-to for hydration, recovery, and wellness, whether you're chasing summits, parenting toddlers, or just trying to stay on top of your game. Peak IV offers personalized IV therapy, vitamin injections, hormone replacement therapy, and regenerative medicine that helps you bounce back fast and feel your best. Think of it as a tune-up for your body, only with a lot more B12 and way fewer spark plugs. Book your session online at peakregenmed.com or stop by their Mammoth location and find out why locals are calling it their secret weapon for staying sharp, strong, and energized. Peak IV, science-backed recovery, mountain town ready. Lastly, an update from Sierra Forever on how your support is keeping Eastern Sierra's visitor center and educational programs open. With staffing cuts to the U.S. Forest Service and a damaged fire alarm system at Mono Basin Visitor Center, Sierra Forever stepped in hiring seasonal staff and contributing $8,000 to repair the alarm and reopen the center. Thanks to donors like you, Sierra Forever also continues to run a full calendar of free interpretive hikes and snowshoe walks, offer campfire programs focused on bear safety, support ranger-led initiatives in the Alabama Hills, and help educate over 2,300 climbers via the Bishop Climbing Rangers. They even introduced Eastern Sierra Snow School, giving 250-plus local fifth graders a chance to explore snow science and winter ecology, and hosted the Paint the Mountain Green cleanup in Spring Mountains, Nevada. With 19 visitor centers open across California and Nevada, Sierra Forever is gearing up for future challenges, but they need continued community support to sustain the mission of education and stewardship. If you're able, we highly recommend you to donate to Sierra Forever and support their mission.
The magic of Northern Inyo is we're a small town hospital with a really close-knit community, and we want you to feel like that. When you walk in our doors, like the emergency department, we know you're scared, we know you're in pain, and we want you to feel comforted instantly. But at the same time, you're gonna be met with state-of-the-art care. You're gonna be met with dynamic and changing protocols and policies and equipment and techniques to be able to take care of you. And that's the work that goes on behind the scenes. We don't necessarily want the patient or need the patient to know about all the fancy new equipment and software that we're using, but it's there in the background and it's supporting awesome care that you're gonna see. If our patients feel like they're being heard, they can build a relationship with our physicians, then they're gonna trust in the healthcare system.
All right, folks, it's time for your update on this week's events. Up first, Distant Brewing and Eastern Sierra Pool are holding their weekly pool tournament tonight, beginning at 6 p.m. Remember, it costs $20 to enter the tournament, but all payouts go directly to the winners. As a reminder, a lemonade fundraiser is taking place today and tomorrow from 9:30 to 11 a.m. in support of the Gilpin family and Jamie's fight against leukemia. Eastern Sierra Counseling is hosting a ribbon cutting in celebration of the opening of their new office space. This event is free and will begin at 4 p.m. tomorrow evening. Outbound Mammoth will be holding a flow and pour yoga and wine event beginning at 4 p.m. tomorrow. Outbound Mammoth is also hosting Mammoth Sauna Co. for their Tranquil Thursday event tomorrow beginning at 4 p.m. Mammoth's Trashy Thursday event will take place tomorrow at the Sherwin's Meadows Trailhead beginning at 5 p.m. This is a great opportunity to clean up our community, so we encourage you to participate if you have the time, of course. Also, tomorrow, Bar Sierra is holding their weekly trivia night beginning at 6:30 p.m. And at Distant Brewing, David Ciccoletti will be performing live tomorrow night starting at 7 p.m. Lastly, Sierra Forever will be holding a wildflower walk at Little Lakes Valley Friday morning beginning at 8 a.m. Remember, if you're looking to learn more about local events like these, please visit easternsierranow.com/events or just download the mobile app. Up next, the latest on Mammoth Mountains Bike Park, where trails are open, fun is abundant, and terrain spans the full spectrum from mellow to pro level. Mammoth Mountains Bike Park is currently offering over 30 trails open to riders of all skill levels. Expect big mountain features, flowy berms, jumps, drops, and technical chutes. The Discovery Zone caters to riders just starting out, while adrenaline seekers can tackle pro level runs like Chainsmoke. The bike park is lift and shuttle accessible daily, with shuttle services from the village to Main Lodge operating around 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Seasonal passes include lift tickets, pedal-only passes, bike rentals, lessons, and full-service repair stops at the Gear Up shops in the village at Panorama Gondola, from casual cruisers to professional-level shredders. Mammoth Bike Park is humming with options. All systems are go. Helmets on, tires pumped. Send it. You're looking for a career that combines purpose, leadership, and the chance to help protect the Eastern Sierra's clean air and natural beauty? The Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District is now hiring an administrative services officer, and they want someone like you. This is a full-time position based in beautiful Bishop, California. As the administrative services officer, you'll be the backbone of district operations, managing key areas like fiscal planning, human resources, payroll budgeting, and administrative oversight. And the perks? Oh, they're solid. Competitive salary, CalPERS retirement plan, excellent health, dental, and vision coverage, generous vacation and sick leave, and a supportive professional work environment surrounded by Eastern Sierra mountains, lakes, and endless outdoor opportunities. To qualify, you'll need experience in administrative or financial management, ideally in a public agency. Strong leadership, organizational, and communication skills are essential. And if you know your way around government budgeting and HR systems, even better. Make sure you say that. Ready to make a real impact and work where others vacation? Apply now for the Administrative Services Officer position at gbuapcd.org. This message is brought to you by the Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District, protecting air quality across the Eastern Sierra and supporting the professionals who make it all happen. And now for your midweek weather report, brought to you by the Back Alley Bowl and Grill, where the strikes are hot and the fries are crisp. Now, here's your two-town forecast for Bishop and Mammoth Lakes. Starting in Bishop, say hello to high temps. We got a scorcher rolling in today, a sizzling 100 with crystal clear skies. Nighttime dips to a pleasant but still mild 54. Tomorrow, still basking, 100, another sunny scorcher. Nights warm up slightly to 57. Perfect for late evening patio gatherings, right? Hey, and on Friday, our heat wave nearly peaks to a potentially dangerous 103, sunshine as intense as an oven on broil. If you can stay indoors mid-afternoon, especially if you're not a cactus, do that. Up and over in Mammoth, high altitude winds are joining the sunshine party today, up to 76 and breezy, night dips to a chilly 38. So bring a sweater for those moonlit alpine moments. Tomorrow temperatures are rising smoothly into the low 80s. Lots of sun, lows of 41, ideal for riding the gondola or grabbing an après bike brew outside. And Friday, expect very warm temps by mammoth standards, 84 and sunny with a crisp 47 morning. Pack layers so you can handle the hot climbs and brisk mountain descents. That's your forecast through Friday in sunny skies from Bishop, desert heat to mammoth mountain breeze. And remember, if you're craving cold drinks and a good burger after a day in the sun, swing by the Back Alley Bowl and Grill where the hospitality is as hot as our forecast. And that's a wrap for your Eastern Sierra Now rundown, where the floats are fierce, the mules are mighty, and the weather is, well, very committed to being sunny. Thanks again to our sponsor, Peak IV, for keeping Eastern Sierra residents hydrated, energized, and ready to conquer both mountain trails and Monday mornings. And hey, it's still National Sugar Cookie Day, so treat yourself. You've earned it. We'll be back soon with more news, weather, events, and reasons to treat yourself. Until next time, stay informed, stay cool, and stay just sweet enough to celebrate the little things.